Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Omud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah and in the middle of Simen Shin Chof Aleph. And we've been discussing various laws of making a thin or a thick batter, which we'll continue with today as we start Se'if Tez Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Shachlayim, the Ramah tells us, is Piru Shachlayim B'Arvi is Taka L'Shar, is a Arabic word over here that is taka lishar, which in Laz, in the Ramah's language, is kreshin, which in English we would normally translate as kress, which is some sort of a plant in the cabbage family, and it's edible, and it's often eaten raw as a salad. It was certainly very popular in the times of the Gemara, and we'll call this shachlayim, this kress. In any event, the Mechaber says, if you take this kress, shadoch on the Erev Shabbos, that you ground it up, you chopped it up before Shabbos started, then on Shabbos, lemochar, you're allowed to go no sein yayin v'chomis. You can add wine or vinegar to it, and it's not considered a problem of lisha. However, v'lo yitrof, you're not allowed to go beat it vigorously, you're not allowed to mix it very vigorously, ela ma'ariv, you're just allowed to stir it a little bit. Likewise, v'chein shum, the same halach applies with garlic. Shadoch on the Erev Shabbos, that it was crushed up before Shabbos started. So then lemochar, on Shabbos, no sein pol ugrisin. You're allowed to add to it various types of beans and grits. However, again, when you're mixing them in over here, v'lo yitrof, you're not allowed to stir it very vigorously. Ela ma'ariv, you just stir it very, very lightly. Now, let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Samach. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, Gam kein rotzu lomar bekoach. When we said over here, you're not allowed to go and beat it, lo yitrof, it means vigorously. Bekoach, like we learned yesterday when we're dealing with the mustard, the chardal. And the Mishneh Berurah continues, V'chein l'inyan shum. This same halach applies over here to the mustard, to the garlic, as well as the shachlayim. U'b'Rambam kosev, he brings down the language from the Rambam, shum shirisko v'chule, if you go and crushed garlic, v'lo yishlok, you're not allowed to go and chop it up finely. Essentially, you're not allowed to pulverize it over here. And we're talking, u'mayri, b'milchusar dicha, then when it's lacking the full dicha, the full pounding of it, chopping it up. Or alternatively, it's also because you're adding in the greasin over here. This we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shir, so we'll leave it for then. Sivkot and Samach Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah says that you are allowed to go and add to the crushed garlic that you crushed on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to go add to it the beans and the grits, pol v'grisin. Rambam isin, the Rambam, it has the language, nosin l'soch pol u'grisin. You can take the garlic and add it to beans and grisin. Ayin shom, look there in the language of the Rambam. V'im heim chamim, if they're hot, then you have a whole bunch of other questions besides the issues of lisha over here. Ayin le'el b'simen shin yud ches, sif yud, and sif yud tes, of the Mishneh Berurah Sham, which discusses what the halacha is with the cooking of these things if they're hot in a kli sheni, in a kli rishon, like we have learned previously, ayin shom. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, Hagah v'yesh omrim, there is a different opinion that says, d'lo ya'arif b'kaf, that even when you mix it, you're not allowed to go and mix it with a ladle, elabiyad, you must use your hand. Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Beis, Kai, this opinion over here is not only going on the garlic over here, it's going Kai gam al sif tesvav. This is going on the shachlayim, the shum, and sif tesvav, the chardal. V'davka kishinose namashka b'Shabbos. This restriction applies only if you hadn't added the water on Erev Shabbos, you just crushed it on Erev Shabbos, and now you're adding the water on Shabbos. Then this restriction applies that you're not allowed to stir it with your ladle, but you must use your hand. However, avol menosa namashka b'Erev Shabbos, if you did put it in the water as well as crush it on Erev Shabbos, then mutul arif b'kaf ma'at ma'at afl dezu. Even this more strict opinion says that you'd be allowed to go and stir it a little bit, not vigorously, but stir it a little bit even with a ladle. In the Shaar HaTzion, os ayin ches, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the ha'kaim alon k'reb Yosi b'Yehuda. This goes back to that famous machlokas we alluded to and mentioned a couple of times already. The imkain who osa ato lisha b'Shabbos v'tzorech al koponim shinui. If you are going to pour the water into it only on Shabbos, so that itself is a problem, and therefore you have to do it with a shinui. And I feel that's Rebbe, and even according to the opinion of the Rebbe, this really then seems ma'im zeu gibulo, that the actual putting in of the water is the problem. So if you put in the water on Erev Shabbos, what's the problem now? Even this opinion of Rabbi says that you have to make somewhat of a shinui, that you shouldn't stir it very vigorously, as we brought down already in the Trumas Adeshin from the Beis Yosef that we discussed in some detail the other day in both the Mishneh Berurah and from the Bir Halacha. So you have to do some sort of a shinui according to all opinions. And Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Samach Gimel says that the Ramah wrote over here, this year showed me that you should do it not with the ladle, but you should do it with your hand. So he writes, O Shianea HaKli Atzmo. He brings down from the Elia Rabbah that you could also just shake the utensil, the kli that contains this item, and that would also stir it in that way is fine. You don't have to stick your hand necessarily into it. The issue footnote number 105 brings down a couple of interesting ideas over here. First of all, he says this shinui, according to the Chazon Ish, that you're allowed to use your hand, is she'ein ze shinui b'totso shalagibo. That's not really a change in the way you're stirring it, because the batter over here is being stirred. This crushed mixture is being stirred over here, whether it's stirred with your hand or whether it's stirred in another way, if you're going to stir it well. So Ella, why are you allowed to do it with your hand? Ella Shemaichel Shema Arvin Oso Biyad, something that you stir with your hand, Nechshav Kamaichel Chamorim, that's like animal food, that's donkey food. Umishum Kach, therefore, Im Lovesh Gomi Uchedome Ayodo B'Shasir, if you put on a glove, you put on a rubber glove while you're stirring it, so then that's all of a sudden not animal food. Any Ruv Biyad Nechshav Shino, and therefore, using a glove on your hand, according to the very strict understanding over here of the Chazon Ish, Harei Zeke Gibul Bechli. That's no difference if you use your hand with a glove than if you use a ladle. And if you're not allowed to use a ladle, you wouldn't be allowed to use your hand with a glove. It's only the fact that your hand is not gloved that makes it into animal fodder, and therefore it's not considered over here Lisha. Likewise, he says, when we talk about, the Ramah is going to mention, that you're allowed to use your finger sometimes to stir. So the Chazon Ish says also, Shehu kishinu shel iruv biyad v'taymer shavu kilel. He says the reasoning is the same over here because it's like something for animals. However, the Ketzos HaShulchan disagrees and says, Shema derech biyom chol iruv biyad. He says if you normally would stir something with your hand, so then an acceptable shinu is to use your finger. The two aren't comparable. Likewise, he says, what about using a sakin or something like that that's not normally used to stir? You take a knife and you stir with a knife. So Moshe Feinstein's that sell, and the Igros Moshe brings down that that is considered an acceptable shinui. This is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss that sell, and the Minchas Yitzchak. Shedai laso shinui mehaderach shebar rogil lasos biyom chol. A shinui is by definition doing it in a different way than you do it on a weekday. This doesn't seem to jibe with the opinion that we just brought down from the Chazon Ish. Now we continue back with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'yei Shomer, he brings down another opinion. This is from the Tur in the name of the Bala Trumos. Dehar deshar eli arev mashu b'chardel, that which we permitted you to pour the liquid into the chardel, is dafko shinasonu b'rod yom. We only allow you to do this if it was done on Friday. Avo b'Shabbos osur losei smashke b'chardel. He brings down a stricter opinion here that says that on Shabbos you would not be allowed to add water to the chardel or to the garlic that's crushed as well, because this is an Isser of Losh, Mishum Losh. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Dal, who explains this further. We're talking here, the Mechaber, when he gives this more strict opinion, is Koi Al HaShachlayim, Mishum as well. This is not only talking about over here the Chardel, it's not only talking about the Shum, it's not only talking about the Shachlayim, it's also talking about the Kemach Koli, Hanizko Le'el B'Sif Yudalit. It's talking about the last 2 days' worth of shear over here. This is that strict Yesh Omen that we've been talking about. This opinion doesn't allow you to go and pour water into this mixture on Shabbos. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vatam, the Sfira Lehu, this opinion holds, the Nesinas HaMashke Gufa Zeho Bechlal Gibel. This goes like the strict opinion that says that the addition of the water itself is the Isser of Gibel, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, only if you did this on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, is it acceptable then to go and do further things to it on Shabbos. And because on Shabbos, when you're redoing something to it, you're stirring it already more water, it's already been mixed. It's megubal. And therefore, you're allowed to go and stir it further on Shabbos. And in addition, you can add even more water to it or other beverages to it on Shabbos and stir them as well. However, when you do add the additional beverages over here, ach shiase b'shinu, you should do it in some sort of a shinudik way. For example, the hainu b'kali, when you're dealing with the parched kernels, shigabu ma'atmat, you should only stir it a little bit. You shouldn't do a lot at one time. Ube'elu ha'dvarim shlo yitrof b'koach, and likewise, don't do it with strength, oshar biyad, or do it with your hand, according to the Ramah that we just brought down, l'das ha'gov v'chanal, as we just explained. So you still have to do some sort of a shinui, but you're only allowed to pour the water in on Shabbos if you went and poured it in on Friday as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samachay, you had to have done it on Friday in order to allow you to do it on Shabbos. And the imnos and ketzas mashkem erev Shabbos, as long as you're putting a little bit of the liquid, a little bit of the beverage on erev Shabbos, then mutter lahosif b'Shabbos u'kol yama. Then everybody, even the machmir opinion, would allow you to add more on Shabbos. However, alvu b'ma'atipin lo. But if you're only putting a couple of drops on erev Shabbos, that's not sufficient to say that you remove the potential concern for loss on Shabbos by adding more liquid. The lochoshiv kimegubel ayidezeh, because only adding a very small amount of water on erev Shabbos doesn't remove it from the category of not being megubal and making it megubal. By adding only a little bit of water, you don't accomplish anything, and therefore you have to add enough water that it's considered megubal already on Erev Shabbos. Now, let's see inside in Dishu footnote number 106. He brings out from Nissen Karlitz based upon what we just said. So Nissen Karlitz Shlita says that you see here a raya, shegede melachas lisha, that the rules of lisha, Eino Irav HaMeichel HaMefuror Im HaMashkim. It's not that you're mixing the Meichel over here with the liquids. Because in that situation, Madua Mutalari Bechardul Mashkim No Sefer Shabbos, then you wouldn't be allowed to add additional liquid on Shabbos if that's the Isser. Hari Nasis Ben Lisha B'Shabbos, then you would be doing Lisha on Shabbos by adding additional liquid. So what if there was liquid there already? Ella, he says, Al-Kach, you see that the rubric over here of Lisha, the understanding of Lisha is that you're not allowed to gather and stick together the pieces of the food via the addition of water. And in this way, Ba'ofen, Shein, HaMoloch, HaNatzis, Ella, B'Maychol, Achlo, B'Mashka. So you're not allowed to add additional water to put together chunks, pieces of the food. But if there's liquid in there, you're allowed to go and add more liquid because then you're not adding the pieces of food together, you're adding the liquid and the pieces of food together, and that's called Nilush Me'er of Shabbos and is permissible. I hope that was clear. It's a deep understanding of why you're allowed to add additional liquid if you hold that adding liquid is Gibel. Now, Dishah foot number 107 brings down Vishir HaMashkim. How we said a little bit, it doesn't count, a little bit more, Ma'at, Tip, and low, but a little bit more, it would be good. Ketzas Mashke. So how do you distinguish over here what the Shir is? So he brings down, Shetzorch L'Seis B'chadol Me'erev Shabbos, how much you have to put in there on Erev Shabbos to be considered acceptable to add more on Shabbos. So the Ksos HaShulchan says, Shu B'chdei Shibala Kol HaChardolas HaMashkim, that the entire mustard has to absorb water, and that there shouldn't be any pieces of the mustard that are still dry, because if any of the pieces are still dry, so that then there would be an Isser Lisser on those pieces. And he says to take some sort of a bran over here that's dry, and you're picking it up with your wet hands, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Chavav will say that that's allowed, that's permissible. And even if your hands over here are wet enough that they can make something else wet, it still is considered Gibul Kalach HaYad, that's not really full Gibul, and it is permissible. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, if you make the food first, and then and then you add the vinegar or the wine, and then you mix it with your finger, so that's perfectly good, because now you have done several shinuyim over here, and this is the heavy shinuy, kamobi shasis l'el. Any of these would be an acceptable shinuy over here, which, as we pointed out by the shasisa, is necessary. And the Ramah concludes, and he says, V'chein no'agin l'hatir ayidei shinui. And therefore, this is permissible to do this as long as you make this additional shinui. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Vav explains, V'dafka belila ova. This problem only occurs over here if you have a thick batter. Avo belila raka. But when you're dealing with a thin mixture, lo shayach bezelisha, then there is no concern of lisha at all. However, you still have to do the shinui that the Ramah mentions, one of the shinuyim. For example, put the food first and then add the water to it. And various achronims brought down the Sharetzion Ospei, the Morgan Avram, the Oyerab, the Shagas Ayeh, which is not like the opinion of the Taz that we brought down yesterday. They all hold the Ramah, the Hagah, Mairi, the Ramah is talking about Davka B'Belila Raka, that he's talking about even with a B'Belila Raka. They understand this. That's why he said this is a similar din to the shasisa that we talked about the other day. There we only allowed it with a thin mixture, a thin batter. And there is no distinction over here whether you're doing it for that suda or whether you're doing it for a later meal, albeit it must be a meal on Shabbos. It can't be for something that's after Shabbos. This is brought down the name of the Morgan Avram. Dirshu footnote number 109 brings down the Iso Shiragilim Lachina Somuch Lechilas Bovad. If you make something, some sort of a dough that you're making right before the meal, Kigon, Michael Shaosin Latinok me Alkas Cholov. For example, you're making something for a baby. You're taking the powdered milk for the baby, and you're making some sort of a porridge for this with the for the baby. So Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Sheimnikar Shasioso Hilitzorech Achilo Midis. If it's recognizable that you're doing this for immediate consumption, then you would be allowed to go and make this right before the baby is going to eat it. Even though normally there is no heter by lisha, like we have a heter by tochein for immediate usage, nevertheless, making this for the baby is not the issur d'oraisa of lisha. Why? Shein lisha asura, the issur d'oraisa of lisha, is really talking about elozel hanasis kedei le'efos ha'isa. It's preparing something for baking. Oh, kizo hanasis b'maychol sheyochol iskayim ayidei ha'lisha l'yoch zman. Or you're making it for a long duration, that it will be able to last for a while. Kelisha schad l'chadoma, like the mustard kneading that we were talking about. As opposed to this type of leash over here, for the baby with the formula, the powdered milk, it's obvious and clear that you're doing this for immediate usage, not for baking and not for storage purposes or for using for a later period of time. So therefore, he brings down, this is now called preparing the food, and the Torah didn't forbid this. If this is the only way that you can eat it, there's no other way to have the powdered milk or the formula, so then you are allowed to go and do this. That is the opinion over here brought down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. On the other hand, others disagree. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita brings down, also lasso's dice of a Shabbos. You can't make this porridge, this mixture for the children. Barak im habalila raka, unless it's very, very thin and loose with a ton of liquid put in there, so then it would be permissible. And also, you have to change the order. You have to make sure that you don't do it the way you did it in a weekday. So only in that situation does Rav Nissen Karlitz say it will be mutter according to the Chazon Ish. However, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, Tzorech Lishanos Af Be'iruv, the Lasso Shesi Be'iruv. And the Mishnah Berurah would add even further that you shouldn't stir it in the normal way, but you should stir it in like a cross faction, like a up and back and down, and then side to side. V'asu L'nayis the Bakbuk in Madaisa. And likewise, you can't shake the bottle with the porridge inside of it. And there's also the opinion of the Shevet Levi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, Shemishum Tzorech Hatinok Hutul Hochen Daisa Delila Im Shnei Shinuyim. If you make two shinuyim over here, then you're allowed to make it. But just to do it with one shinuy would not be enough. Ulinin hachonis mashkeze im afkas cholo bilvad, the low dice, but to just, however, take the baby formula and mix that with water, or to take some sort of powdered milk and mix that with water, that already is permissible, without adding the porridge, without adding the dice. So Shelus Achuvus Orlut Zion writes, Shemutra dover below shinuy cloud, that you can do in just the normal fashion. Because when you put the powder into the water, so then what you've essentially done is dissolve the powder, and there is no mixture, there is no batter there, you now have liquid. The whole thing has become essentially liquid. And that's the same heter he brings down. For example, you don't have to make coffee or chocolate milk from powder. That's not a problem. He does add, Mikol Mokom, Tov Shelo Yishpoch Bo Betchila Ma'at Mayim. So you have the powder, and you're adding the water to it, which is the preferred way that we always said to do it. You're not allowed to just add a little bit of water, because that little bit of water initially will make it into a batter type of a situation. But what you should do is pour in a lot of water at once. So if you have the powder in the bottle, so add a lot of the water. You're adding 8 ounces of water, add all the 8 ounces in one fell swoop, as opposed to adding a little bit, then doing a little bit more, then doing a little bit more. Because Sha'ai Dekach, Afim Nemar She'esh Afko Mishum Losh, even if you were to hold that there is a problem of Losh over here, by adding so much water, it's so well absorbed, there is no isser or potential problem of lisha here at all. Finally, we conclude with the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Samach Zayin. He says, the Rav Moss says, this is the way we paskin. Hainu b'chardol v'shum. He's talking here about the chardol and the shum. V'wadim b'shar minei tibul. Kisha osin osom dak dak. Whenever you have something that you're dipping into and you make it very, very fine. Or ma'arvin oso b'yachad. And you're mixing it all together. The issue footnote number 110 brings down, what's this gather of dak dak? How do we define very, very finely chopped up? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita brings down, Shu kishula achara iriv, after you've mixed it over here, ein kol chaticha nikeres with ni'atzma. Nothing is recognizable as an independent item by itself. It's all mixed together as this mush. So then, that's what we're talking about, dak, dak. So this is permissible, the way the Rav Moss said it, with these caveats that we said about the shinoi. With that, we conclude today's shiur.